I'm so excited to share with you that the doors are officially open for my first ever phone-free event that's happening in Los Angeles, California on February 28th at Mudwater Gather in Santa Monica, with the option for you to dive even deeper on March 1st. Now look, this event is about you. It's about you building connections and community and us all really bringing this analog revolution to life and reminding our hearts and souls what we truly crave most, what nourishes our being, which is co-regulating with other humans, having our mirror neurons dance together, sharing experiences together, but also learning together. So on top of all the community and connection possibilities for you, there's also an incredible lineup of speakers. I've got internationally renowned nervous system expert Sarah Baldwin, Nike master trainer Brandon Collingsworth talking about purpose and meaning, and Mandy Balak, who's the president of the Gathering Festival, which is one of the largest marketing and branding conferences in North America. So we're going to be diving deeper into what does the future look like to walk alongside technology and use technology as a tool. Now look, if you want to dive even deeper, there's limited space for a VIP dinner on the Saturday night. And if you want to go even deeper, if it's aligned for leaders, coaches, therapists, entrepreneurs, branding, marketing, whoever is called, there's a mastermind on the Sunday morning with even more limited seating. And that's going to be about what does the future look like to create in this world with technology. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, you want to find out more and save your spot, go to markgroves.com/future. I can't wait to see you there. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Groves Podcast. Today I'm coming at you with an espresso shot of a solo episode. Okay, here's a good sign that you're getting guidance or intuition instead of just BS. Okay, you ready? First one, and I heard this from Carolyn Mace, it's that it's annoying. It's like inconvenient. It's annoying. Like the type of stuff that is like the soul saying, let's freaking go. It's annoying. It's the stuff like, hey, we said we weren't going to do that and we're doing that. You know, because you might be asked to quit alcohol and you're like, I don't want to quit alcohol. And it's like, okay. But this is like, are you willing to show how committed you are to your evolution? These are these acts of trust. These are these acts of service, these acts of sacrifice, of surrender. And so you might feel called to quit sugar and you're like, I like donuts. Sure. But do you like being on mission? Do you like feeling light? Do you like feeling more connected to yourself? Like you don't know what's going to be revealed by the answering. But when I felt like quitting drinking, I didn't know why. But what was released from that was more connection to the present. I mean, now, and then it's like, wow, what's going to come from that? It's like, I've been moving around for 2 years from house to house and da, 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 da. There's so many gifts in that. I remember the other day I was saying, Akai, this is so annoying. And it's like, I'm not trusting that I'm exactly where I need to be. So if you reject your current circumstances, you can't accept them, then you can't change them, then you can't get all the information from it. Now, the other thing is when we reject the initiation, when we reject the invitation, what's going to happen is our anxiety is going to go up. We're also going to feel like there's a lack of control, right? So you're desire to control will go up. And also, you're going to feel what you think is more confused. That's a really good sign that you're not listening. The confusion comes from you pretending that you don't hear the answer. The confusion is like, oh my God, I just don't know. And of course, the universe is like, psh, 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 you know. And you're like, no, not that though. And it's like, no, it is that. So that part I want you to just be really mindful of. So it's normal that if you're not listening, anxiety is going to go up, your desire to have more control, and what appears as confusion. Okay. Now, here's the part where we grow our wings. The foundation of this is self-trust. The foundation of this is, am I going to trust myself? You get to decide right now. Am I going to begin to trust myself. Now, the second is that recognition that the universe makes no mistakes. One of my favorite quotes from Ram Dass is, miracles are just a way of reminding people that they don't know how it works. So the framework that we need to leave from this is one, it's very simple. One, I trust myself. I'm working on that, right? That's like I'm working towards it because you might not trust yourself right now. So I'm going to work. This is where we're going. The second one is you're deciding. Like you have to accept, does this universe make mistakes? Yes or no? And how you answer that, you might not accept it. Like, yeah, it does. It has wars and it has disease and it has famine and it has all these things. And those are all true. And it's always generating something. Like, think about the dragonfly, the nymph losing its skin. That's not fun. Like, I haven't interviewed a dog, but I'm sure if I said, what was it like on the stalk when your skin fell off and your wings bloomed? He'd be like, fucking worst thing in my life. And if I said to the nymph, does the universe make mistakes? They might be like, yeah. But when the nymph becomes a dragonfly and I say, does the universe make mistakes? That is the most painful moment of that bug's, I'm guessing, life. And it becomes something that is purely magical, can fly, can see everything, is also one of the most beautifully aesthetic bugs and eats tons of mosquitoes. That is a key. I want my life to be where I'm eating mosquitoes, or the figurative version of that. Now, here's the next part. So those first two, and you might not agree with the first or that it doesn't make mistakes, and that's okay. This isn't about you have to answer that way. It's like you get to explore. Why don't I believe that? And again, what I'm saying is not minimizing the suffering of the world. But if the suffering of the world is by accident, then is your grief by accident? Is your sadness by accident? Is your breakup by accident? Is you where you don't have boundaries and there ends up being betrayal by accident? Or is it teaching you where you need those things? The real key to, again, creating this foundation for 2024 is you have to get very clear what you stand for. What do you stand for? What are your values? Now, here's what I know to be true. That there are four, and I'd say 4.5 areas of our life that either create abundance or suffering. The first one for me is the value of liberation. And that is that these are all the basis of what Create the Love is built upon, what my relationships are built upon, what the people who I work with, what we build we strive towards always. Now, when I say liberation, I mean freedom to be who you are, the psychological safety to be who you are, that the system itself, like this system of relationship and its liberation, that it is actually the system celebrates the liberation of the individuals that are part of the system that collectively liberates the system. So the system is a contained initiatory space where the people who are part of it are constantly growing through the system. We are stronger with other people. The second one is integrity. And when I say integrity, I mean alignment. To be in alignment with what you know to be true. Remember, the application of knowledge to wisdom, from knowing to being. Alignment is about being those things being true, that what you know is what you live. The third is health, and that's physical, mental, spiritual health. That's what it is, that it is that we are striving to bring more aliveness into our body. And our soul, that is occurring, that we are actually bringing ourselves alive. Now, truth is the fourth one. And the truth is really about doing an audit. Am I me? Am I self-expressing? Where is there resistance? Where am I not with what is true? These are all things I want you to journal on and think about. Because if you follow these tools, these practices that I'm telling you, you're going to have beautiful strategy for where to go. So we've got liberation, alignment, integrity, health, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, truth. And the last one, which is why I said 4.5, is because the last one is relationships. What are your relationships generating? Where are they taking you towards? Are the people that you're in community and relationship with supportive? Are you supportive of others? Are they based on fear or based on love or based on both? Is choosing them choosing you? Do they align with your values? And now as you're hearing this, you might be like, shit, okay, they don't, not all of them. Okay, that's okay. So, because this is where the work lies, right?